We end up Samech Dalet Amid Aleph. We had heard in the Mishnah, just let's refresh our memories, the Mishnah says as follows. B'mishahigril meis, if after the agrola one of the two seirim died, yovi zug acher v'yagril aleihem betchile. So he brings another zug, another pair. B'yoymar im shalshem meis, and he should say like this, if the case was that the shalshem meis, ze sha'ola olav ha'goyro l'shem yiskayim tachtov, the one that was all over Geiru L'Shem, Yiskayim Tachtov, shall be in place of the first one. Im Shal Azazel Meis, Zesh Olav HaGeiru L'Azazel, Yiskayim Tachtov. But in these two cases, if the Shem died, so we have two L'Azazel. If the Shal Azazel died, we have two L'Shem. So the Mishnah says, Vasheini Yira Atshe Yistoi. So the second one, which is very unclear who the Mishnah calls the second one, Vasheini Yira Atshe Yistoi V'yimoche V'yiplu Domov L'Nedov. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav, Sheini Shebezug Rishon Yikrav. Which one are you makriv? The second one of the first Zug. Sheini Shebezug Sheini, and the second one of the Zug Sheini Yira should be Yira. That is what Rav holds. Rav holds that the first one that remained, that one you're makriv. The second one is an extra one, and that one is yire. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Pumfakel, Sheini Shebezug Rishon Yire. The second of the zug, of the first zug, the first one that remained, yire. So that one is you're not permitted to be makriv. Sheini shebezug sheini yikrav. And the second one of the second zug, that one you are makriv. Zug the Gemara b'mai kamiflegi. What is the machloikis Rav and Rav Yochanan? Rav holds that you are makriv the first one, and Rav Yochanan holds you are makriv the second one. Zok de Gemara Rav Sovar Balichayim Einon Nidochim. That means, let us take the case when the one Shel Azazel died. When the one, we had here two Seirim, one Shel Hashem, one Shel Azazel. Now, so both were Roy to do the Avodah, which is Roy for them. The Shem was Roy to be Geshochten, and the Azazel was Roy to be the Nishtalach Lazazel. Now the Azazel died. The present time, you can't do anything with the Soyer Shel Shem, but need Yomat Chai. You need that the Soyer Shel Azazel should be alive till after the Matan Domim. Let's assume that. It has to be alive. Now that the Shel Azazel died, you cannot be makriv the Soyer Shel Hashem. So there was Azman that the Soyer Shel Hashem was nitche from Akrove. Later we went, we made Hanu Hagrole, we got a new soil Azazel. So after we got a new soil Azazel, so now the soil Shel Hashem is Chayzer, the Nir, now it's Roy Lahakrove again. So that is a Kolben that was Nire Lahakrove, it was nitche me Akrove, and Chosav Nire. Is Rav Sovar, Balechayim Einom Nidochem. A balchai that was nidach for makrove, so that doesn't remain with this kolben. B'shas it's nidach, he can't be makrovit. But as soon as it's rectified, the sibah falls off, so now he can be makrovit. So Rav Sova balchayim einam nidachim. Rabbi Yochanan Sova balchayim nidachim. Rabbi Yochanan holds, since there was a tkufim that the soir shel Hashem was nidach me'akrove. So it remains nidach me'akrove already. She can't be makrovet anymore. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds the first soir is yirat she'yistai. You can't be makrovet. And the second soir, which was with the girl, was olal Hashem. That one you'll be makrovet Hashem. My time with the Rav, why does Rav hold Balei Chayim Einam Nidochim? The Yalif Mimechusel Zman. So he says, every behemoth is this Azman when it's not Roi Lakrove. Till 8 days it's not Roi Lakrove. V'af Al Pi Kein, but after the 8 days pass, it becomes Roi Lakrove. So we see that there's no Din Dichui by a Baal Chai. Rav Yalif me Mechusas Man, Lav Afel Gav Dahashto Loi Chozi, even though when it's a Mechusas Man, it's not Chozi Lakrove, Ki Hoder Merze Shaper Domi, but when it becomes Chozi, it's Chozi, so we don't say that since there was a Tkufa that it wasn't Chozi, it's Nidach Meyakrove, we say then it wasn't Chozi, now it became Chozi. So it's also the same thing. Even though there was a tkufa that the soil Hashem wasn't chozi la'akrove when the soil Azazel died, but now that we have a new soil Azazel, so becomes shuv chozi la'akrove. So the Gemara says, mi domi. It's no comparison, the mechusel zman to our Mishnah. Hosom loy is chazi klal. Then it wasn't chazi completely. That means the first till the eighth day, you have an animal that's not roi lakrove. So that means the first 7 days, it's like it's not around at all. It became, before it was born, it also wasn't around. Loy is chazi klal, it's not called, it was nitche meyakrove. Means in these 7 days, it never was Chozi Lakrove. But when it became Chozi Lakrove, it wasn't Nitche anymore. Hocho Nire, here it was already Nire Lakrove. V'Nitche, and then it was Nitche Meyakrove. So Memele, this is a different case, and it's no Dimyan to a Mechusel Zman. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Nidochin, if there was a shas psul with the korban, so you could be misakin it. We don't say since it was once nitche, so it always is. It always becomes nitche. Elo b'shchutim, k'goin meis hamishtaleyach yishofech adam. It was geshochten already. In that dam, when there was no mishtaleich, he couldn't be mazed the dam. So memele, that's not balichayim. So there is a din, since it was nitche mehakrove, so you can't be mazed late. Then it's yishofech adam. But balichayim, by balichayim, there's no din dichel. Let us see Tosfos. Hosom loy ischazoi klal, hoche nire v'nitchehu. Vafilu l'Rav Yochanan the svira lay. So this is l'chayre the dicha of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says it's no comparison. There it never became chazi, and here it was chazi, and it was nitche. Vafilu l'Rav Yochanan the svira lay bepeirikame the kedushin, or bepeirikame the zvachim, dichui meikora have dichui. So Tosfos understood pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara meant to say as follows. The Gemara meant to say that adichui meikore, if in the beginning it wasn't roi, so that means it wasn't roi, yet. Later it become roi, so there's no din dichui. If that's what's called it was nitche meyakrove, that means we're starting from later. It's just as if it wasn't around till now. And when it becomes around, so then it's chozi lakrove. Nireh v'nitcheh means when it was once chazi l'akroveh, and then it was nitcheh me'akroveh, then there's a psul of dichui. That's how Taisvus understood. So Taisvus says, so is this a dichui afilu according to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds l'haloche dichui me'ikore ahave dichui. Rabbi Yochanan holds dichui me'ikore ahave dichui v'afilu be'balechai. Now Taisvus explains the case. Gabi behema shel shnei shutvim. There was a behema that belonged to two shutvim. And one of the shutvim, higdish chetzio. He was magdish half of the behema for an oilo. He was magdish half of the behema for a shloman. So that means this shutif, all what he had, he was magdish. He wanted to, his chelik of the behema should be a shloman. Now, there's a problem, but you can't be makrif half a behemah. So, lemaise, when the kedusha shlomim was chal on this half of the behemah, it was chal abush, not lahakrove, because there's no dine akrove on half of a behemah. So, it's chal a kedusha dechuya. That means it's chal a kedusha shlomim, but this kedusha is nitcheme akrove. This shlomim, you can't be makrif because it's a kedusha on a half a behemah. Then he went and he purchased from the other shutif the other half of the behemah. The higdish chetzio, he was magdish the other half. Now we have that the whole behemah is a shlomim. So Rabbi Yochanan says kedusha, it has a kedusha on it. Ve'ein kreva, but you can't be makrevit because since when the first half, the kedusha of the first half was chal. So it wasn't chal akrova, it was nitcheme akrova, it was the kedusha that was nitcheme akrova. So this kedusha will never become chozi akrova. This is a dichui meikor. That means as soon as the kedusha was chal, that means it started off with the left foot. It never was chal good. It was chal a kedusha dchuya. Va'af al pi kein, Rabbi Yochanan holds dichui meikor, I have a dichui. So Taisvus has a shaila. So is that what the Gemara wants to slug up? Rav's raya. What is pshat in our Gemara? Does our Gemara mean to say Rav, whatever you're bringing a raya to this case, it's no raya because we're speaking of a case of nireh v'nitcheh. We're speaking of a case that there was chazi lakov and there was nitcheh me'akov. That's more chomer than a dichi me'akov. So you don't have a raya to this case. But the shail is, does he have a raya according to Rabbi Yochanan himself? Rabbi Yochanan holds dichui meikor ahave dichui. So do we have a raya from a chusel's man that dichui meikor is not a dichui, lo yahave dichui? So Taisvus says that we don't have a raya connected Rabbi Yochanan either. V'loidomi l'mechusel's man. Rabbi Yochanan's case is not similar to a mechusel's man. The hosom, in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, this is how the Sich Yitzrok and the Rishashlam Shat and Toisvis, the hosom, in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, misho shehikdisho, when he was magdishit, hoisot dchuya, he started off with a kedusha dchuya. So there Rabbi Yochanan holds a kedusha dchuya, even though it's a dichui meikore, dichui meikore have a dichui. But what does Taisvus mean to say, but what's over here? So Taisvus, l'cheira means to say, and this seems from the Rishash, the Siach Yitzchak, but over here, the parsha of Mechusel's man, it's not speaking about that he was magdish the behemah after the fourth day. Mechusel's man means that you cannot be magdish the behemah until it becomes 8 days old. So till 8 days, this behemah is not chazi lakrobe. But the pasuk is not speaking about a case that there was chal a kedusha on the behemah and the kedusha was dochui. Nothing was chal. He's magdish at the 8th day. So you're asking a kasha, but you couldn't be magdish at the 7th day. Well, said, that's not a fella. She couldn't be magdish at the 7th day. That doesn't give it in dichui. Till now you couldn't be magdishit. When it comes day, say you could be magdishit. So there is no din dichui whatsoever. Masha ain't kein Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan speaking about a case that he was magdishit and the kedusha was chal nech tchuyah dikaifim. A kedusha tchuyah, even though it was chal lechatchila, it was chal a kedusha tchuyah, he holds dichui mikor ava dichui. So it is not similar at all The case of Mechusas Man is not similar, where there was no Kedusha. Mutal on the behemoth, so that's no similarity to the case of Rabbi Yochanan, that a person made a Kedusha, and there was a Kedusha Tchuya. So Taisa says, I'm not saying a posh at the Teretz. The Gabi Mechusas Man Nami Amrinen Lailo Likdusha Yoim Lahartso. Pektach Taisa says, it's not true what I said. The halacha is that if you have a behemah, the night to the eighth day, you could be magdish the behemah already. And when could you be makriv the behemah? The eighth day. So this is your similar to Rabbi Yochanan. Here, I magdish a behemah the night to the eighth day. So some achusas man, you can't be makriv it now. But after he came the eighth day, you could be makriv it. So this is mamish like Rabbi Yochanan. I was magdish a behemah. It was kal a kedusha. That's not roi lahakrov. You can't be makriv it the night to the eighth day. But after he came the eighth day, it's kosher. So my teretz is not a teretz. So Lechayre from Mechusas Man will have a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan that holds Dichoy Meikora have a Dichoy. That place was kasha. But Avo Gav Kabi Mechusas Man Nami Yomrin and Laila Likdusha Yoim Laharzo. Alme. Avo Gav the Beidne da Agdishe Lechazi Lakrove. Avo Lechazi Lechazi Lamocha. But tomorrow it's Chazi Lakrove. Makriv Leiv. Leoma Dichoy Meikora Hu. So lechayre, this is a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And then Taisa says, I have a better kasha yet. V'chein kol ben sheikdishay b'yoyim, I have a kasha afilu an a nire v'nitchedike kedusha. Every kolben that you magdish it today, the kolben is 5 months old. There's no problem of v'chusas man. You magdish it today. Va'ovar oleho laila achas shaloi hikribe. You weren't makrib it that day, and then the night passed. Now, at night, you can't be makrib it. It's not chosi lakrove. So here we have a behemoth that was nire lakrove by day. It came night, it became ois chosi lakrove. That's nire v'nitche. Sulei likrive. So now you shouldn't be makrib it the next day. So Tosis is asking two night kashas. He says, why is the halacha, if you're permitted to be magdish a mechusas man the night to the eighth day, even though that night it's not roi lakrove, why isn't that called a dichi meyakore? And also, if you're magdish a behemah by day, and you weren't makriv it the same day in the past the night, so that's nire v'nitche. Ve'ein l'taretz. So they says, maybe you'll say a teretz laila lav mechusas man. That's bemisen, since the next day will be chozi lakrove. There's only a passage of time that I need. So laila does not have a din of mechusas man. That means that at night it has already the potentials of the next day. So we say, is this Bei Mechazi Lakrova? Yeah, but in a few hours it's going to be Chazi Lakrova. So here's the dinner ready. But probably you can't be Makrovit at night. But here's the Laila's not called Mechusas Man, and it's called Chazi Lakrova. That's the Chmir they bring down. There's a Shaila if you'll have to put in Tzitzis in a beggar at night. So they bring down from the Prima Godim that even though Laila loves Man Tzitzis, but Laila loves Mechusas Man. It's called at night, it's called, it's roi for tzitzis. Mepoil, you can't do it now, but it's only a mechusas man. It's not more than that. It's only a passage of time will make that it'll become a chuyiv tzitzis. So it's called already now, it's roi l'tzitzis. So Taisus wants to say this svaris, so it's called already now, it's chazi lakove. You can't, mepoil can't be makiv now because it's still night, but al kaponim, lav mechusas man. It's cold. At night it's also cold. It has the ruyas of tomorrow. So Taisva says, I don't understand. Our Gemara says, when the Shalazozel died, so it's called Nitche. And in the same day you're going to make a new Azazel. But since there was 5 minutes without an Azazel, so it's called that the soil Hashem was Nitche Le'akrove. So you don't say such things.
So Taisva says, no, there's a difference.
V'yeshloima, kivin she'einay mechusa ma'isa begufoi le'choshiv nitche. So Taisva says it's a big chilek. The teretz of Laila la'am mechusa zman is a gishmak teretz, is an emes teretz. Laila tak is not called mechusa zman. But over here, Lemaise, the soil, Hashem, Kozman, you won't make a hagrole. It's out of function already. You can't be makrev a soil, Hashem. You have to make a new maise. You have to make a new hagrole to make a soil azozil in order that this soil Hashem should be going like over. So here it's a mechusa maise. A mechusa maise, that's called the wisdochi already. That means if you have to do something, it's Kozman, it wasn't done. It's considered that this was Dochi Lakrova. When you make a Hagrola, now have a new soil Azaz will become Chazi Lakrova. But that already has a shame Dichui, and then we'll hold the Dichui that the Balichayim need Dochi. One Lomdis. Void and another Lomdis to differentiate between the Dichui of Laila. And the dichu yavasugye, the laila loichosi lahakrovas shum karbonis. Laila is not chosi lahakrovas shum karbonis. That means the chesoron is not in the korban. The chesoron, this is azman, but we're not makrit. The gather of dichu is if the korban was nitche meyakov. There's something wrong with the korban. Now Gemara doesn't have a soil azozel, so it can't be makrev. So the chesaron is mitzad the korban. It's azman akrov. So this called the korban was nitche meyakov. If Lila's loves man akrov, you're not makrev anything at night. So memelus, so it's not called that the korban was nitche meyakov. At night is no akrov. So there's no, but it was not considered there was a dichi in the kolm. Avol hoche, but over here is both chesroinus. Number one, it's mechusa ma'isa. Shetzoich lo vishnayim acherim ulahagril aleim. Davim mechukim mechusa ma'isa. So that's called the wasdochi. Voidu zman akrova. By day it is a zman akrova. Vafel hoche leimotze lakrova. Hilkav choshiv dichi. So Koponim, so Tais is differentiated between the Dichui Meikor of Mechusa's man to the Dichui of Asugi. Al Koponim, so Rav has no Raya from Mechusa's man. So, Elo Hainu Taime de Rav. So what is the time of Rav? The Yalif Mibal Mum Oiver. There's a parsh in the Torah that if you had a Kolben, and it became, so it's nira lakrove. Then it got a mum, which can, pass away. So the halacha is, kozman that has a mum, it's a bal mum, you can't be makrevit. The mum heals, you can be makrevit. So that's already a moiridik dimyan. So here you have a korban, that was nira lakrove. It was nitche mehakrove, and it's chayz of anira. So you see, klar that there's no din dichi. That was the raya of Rav. Ela ein time of the Rav diyalok mi balmum oive lavav agav deleichozi hashta. Even though now when it's a balmum, it's not chozi. It is a shame balmum on it. Because the merze, but later when it becomes roi shapel domi. So you're also the same thing, even though here there was a zman that it wasn't chazi lahakrove, it was missing a soil azozel, but when you get a new soil azozel, also becomes srik chazi lahakrove. So the Gemara says, v'osam in olam, how do you know taket aloch is by a balmum that it is that way? T'chsiv ki moshchosam bohem mum bom. Lo yerotze. So we darshan mum bum. When the mum is on the behema, who the lo yerotzo? Kozman the mum is on the behema lo yerotzo. Ha ova mum bum yerotzo. So it's an often a din that a behema balas mum does not become nitche even though there was a zman that it was not chozi lakrov. That's a raya to Rav. But Rabbi Yochanan says, you're 100% right.
It's a gzeres hakosav over there, that is no din dicha, you're right. Aber miyat rachmone bohem. Let's see the whole pasuk. The pasuk says, ki mashchosam bohem mumbom. So we darshan bohem, by the psul mum, there is a din mum bom, b'shasha yeshla mum, it's in dochui, later it's kosher. That's, there's a bohem is a miyat, only by mumim there's such a loche. But any other dichui, there's no such a loche. Bohem heimu dechi ova mumam yerot. So this is only a gzeres hakosav in mumim. Kol dechuyin, oil v'nidchu, nidchu. The Rav, he lost the right as a miyatak. It says Bohem. The Rav, Ahu Bohem, the Bohem is coming to tell us a different Allah in Gansan. Be'einayu, who, it's a miyatak. Bohem, Moshchosam, Bohem, Mumbom is coming to tell us as follows. Ahu Bohem, Be'einayim, Hu, Deloy Mirzu. Here the Allah is. That you're not allowed to be maktir, a balmum, when it's be'en. I know that this eiver is an eiver from a balmum. It's also baktore, be'inayu, delo mirtzu. Ho al yedei taruvois mirtzu. But what is the haloche if you're not maktir it be'en? That means like this. A person will have two kolbonois oilo. One I know is from a balmum. One I know is not from a balmum. But which korban is from the balmum, which is not the balmum, I don't know. And he was, went and he took both evorim, and he's makter them. So the halacha is, min ha-teire it's mutter. Because that's the behem. The behem is coming to tell us, ki mashchosam behem, if you could pinpoint which one has the mum, then there's a din lo yerotze. But if there's a taruvis chad bechad, that means, could be one is the balmum, one is not the balmum, but al kaponim, there's not, I don't know which is the balmum, and by one the zicher adin haktore, so then the din is min hatoire, you are permitted to be maktabot. So the behem is coming to tell us that the whole din of lo yerotzu is dafke be'inayu v'loy al yedei taruvis. Exeris akosim. Kedisnan. Eivorim tmimim beivorim balimumim. If you got mixed up, eivorim tmimim beivorim balimumim. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, im korev horoish shel echod mehem, yakrivu kol horoshin kulam. So, poshib shat in this Mishnah is as follows. That's how the Gemara in Zvochim says. We have a little difficult hashi. Ayos, but Pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. And this is how the Ritva explains the halacha. We mentioned before, min ha-toire, the whole iser to be makter abalmum is if it's beinayu. You know, this eiver is an eiver of abalmum, it's also baktolo, lo yerotzu. If I'm being makter two at a time, and one is not abalmum, so memele, so then it's muta min ha-toire. The Rabbonan asked it, but the Rabbonon made a dreidel. But what would be, let's be megashim din. Let's say I had 25 behemoths for an oilam. And 24 were tmimim, one was a balmum. Right? Mid Rabbonon, they were only matter if a Kohen went, was makter one Eva, he was makter the head, let's say. He was makter the head. He didn't know that there's a problem over. He was makter the head. Now, after they're makter the head, someone comes over to him and says, you know, there's a problem over here. You know, there's a balmum that got mixed up over here. So now the loch is as follows. So since mina teure, I can be makter two at a time. Mina teure. Now the Rabbonon answered, but Rabbonan said, but if one head was nikta already before, and there's a possibility that the first one that was nikta, that was the balmum, so there's a din toilen. Midarabon, I could be toile, that the first one was the balmum, and I could be makta now two at a time without any heart palpitations. That's so it's muta afilu midarabon. That is pshat in this Mishnah.
the drosha, what our Gemara is telling us, is the deraisa de kedrosha. That what the Mishnah says is that in Thailand, that takes care of the drabonan de kechumra. But mina Thailand, don't need Thailand. So now, so Mamela, so the Gemara says, ahu behem v'inayu d'loi meratzi, de terubis meratzi, kedisnan, eivorim t'mim meivori bale mumim, rabbe lezer oimim korav horoi shal echad mehem, yakrivu kol horoi shen kulin. Korav shal echad mehem, Yakrivu kol akroyayim kulam. That is the lomdus of Rabbi Loza. V'chachomim oimrim, afilu kol v'kulam, chutz me'echad men. Afilu there were makrib old, there were the makribari 23 heads already. And you have, these are the last two heads. Chutz me'echad mehem. The Gemara says, chutz me'zug echad mehem, you only have two left. Yeitzi lebeis asreif. So al koponim, Rav said the behemoth is coming for something else. The behemoth is taka miut. It's a miut that the whole issa lo yerot says dafke beinayu ayidei taruves. There's no issa of lo yerot. That's what the behemoth is coming, but it's nothing to do with the drosha of dichui. Veidoch, aye. So what's Rabbi Yochanan? It's taka gerecht. We need the behem for this din. Is bom. It could have said Moshcha Sam Bom. You could also have Netafke Ben, but if it's tough, and it says Bohem, so we dash in two droshes. One, a droshe that Isaac Tor is only when it's Ben, and number two, that the whole head, there's no Dindichui Tafke over here, but other places would be a Dindichui. The Idach Bom Behem Leidorish. He doesn't dash in. Rav doesn't darshan bom behem, so this behem is only coming to tell us the halacha of that beinayu is us and the teruvis is mutter. But from here you can learn out the din that there's no balechaim einon nidoyche. Ho al yidei teruvis yerotzu ki Rabbi Yoleza. So Rashi seems to be saying that in Emerson there's a machloikis. Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim. The Chachomim say you're not allowed to be makter ayidei taruvis. So Rashi says, Rav Paskins like Rabbi Lezer. Stand very modern. We see Tosis much it's so bizarre. It's very modern. So Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim, we ask him someone like the Chachomim. So what's those? We don't darshan this drasha then of Bombehem. So the whole Gemara is very modern. Paskins like a Yochid, the Duma Mutchitzach, what's Rabbi Yochanan, and we Paskins like the Chachamim. So see in Taisus. Eivorim shel oilo tmimo, shen nisarvu bohem eivorei balas mum achas. Now the Loshon of Rashi, Ledaboini, is very unclear. From the Loshon of Rashi, it would seem Rashi in Zvachim says klo, that it's speaking about that there were a lot of, Rashi Zvachim says, Eivorim shel oilois harbei, beivori oilas balas mum. That's what Rashi says over there. Was Eivorim shel oilois harbei, that was nisav beivori oilas balas mum. And that's, the Gemara says, Yemakta shnayim shnayim. Here the Loshon of Rashi would seem, Eivorim shel oilo tmimo, seems one korban, shnisarvu behen eivorei balas mum achas. It seems it's chad b'chad. So maybe Rashi is saying the deraisa. Rashi is saying the Rashi is saying pshat in the Mishnah. Eivorim, the Gemara says Eivorim is going at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not talking about such a case chad b'chad because we're speaking about it was marked already one roish. And so he should be marked as al-kocher. There's more than two behemoths here. I don't understand the Loshon of Rashi. In korav haroi shel echad mehem koidim shirgishu bedova, yakrivu kol haroshin kulon. So you see, we have a lot of Roshin over here. V'toilin ha'iser ba'oisoi shekorev kvar. And v'toilin the iser in the one that was nikrav already. The Tolina Lakula. So Rashi explains, how could you be Tolina Lakula? The Balmum was the first one. What right do you have to be Tolina that the Balmum was the first one? Mecha Taisi. Because since it's a tarubis, in a makter, I day tarubis, and can't suffer, he said, the rice, the maize, the humor. So he said, the rice is nishdo, the easy, the toir alain, the kshain, the atzma. Shenemar, bohem, kimashros, the bemumbom, kis no benayu. Then there's an issue. So since it's a tarubis, chad bechad, so al kaponim, so there's no issue of the rice. So there's no issue of the rice, and an issue of the rabbonon, we can be soimer and clear. Bom behem, the motzel michtav bom, because of behem, so mamelu we learn out both halachas. The Maritz Chayes brings down Akasha according to the Shitas HaRambam, it's bakant, the Rambam Shitas, sofik de rice min ha-toyer le-kula. So he asks Akasha, so why do you need a heter of Bohem? I mean, why do you need a heter of Bohem? It's a sofik, each one is a sofik. So Mamele, she says, sofik de rice le-kula, why do you need the Bohem? So he wants to say, I don't understand so clearly what the kash is. That means if you mak the two bebasachas, and let's see, there's only two, I mean, this dintli is only for the rabbonon. So then, l'choich, I mean, the zicha niso di reise. I'm zicha mak the nara balmum. I don't understand the kash. But he says that, the Rambam sheet is by Ikve Yisure, he says sofik de reise l'chumra. That means if in this tarubis, I know this vada yisa, then the Rambam also holds sofik the reise lechumra. That means if I have a sofik on the chayfetz, is it also or is not also? That's sofik the rabbon. I say min atayra lekulam mit rabbon lechumra. But if I know klod the zicher iser here, and I don't know which is the iser, then the Rambam shita is he also says sofik the reise lechumra. That's the inyan of Hashem Toli. So memele, so it's good according to the Rambam also. Let us see Taisvis. Ho al yedei taruves meratzu kedisna. So Tosfos says in the first tarit, usvil alarei ke Rabbi Eliezer. And Rav paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Inami, afilu ke rabbonon. Af al gav de pligilei rabbonon. Af al gav de pligilei rabbonon. Ho som bebereise, ay de rabbonon, achoyle ke Rabbi Eliezer. That's the Rabbon and the Bereis, and they don't hold of this drosh at all. Oh, but Rabbon and the Masnissen is the Rabbon and the Bereis in Zvochen, is the Rabbon and the Mishneh. So the Rabbon of this Mishneh shorim in the Reise. Ki the Mashme lishne the Masnissen, the loy osro ella eivar hanisho. What did the Rabbon and say over here? They said, that you are makrib all the Roshin, except one zug, you shouldn't be makter. So what does it say? Lei osru elo eiver hanisho. The eiver that's left over, you're not allowed to be makter. Havol oisam shekovu v'olu lamaroche lo yodu. There's no din of im olu yerdu. If they would hold mina teire, there's an iser haktore, so they should say, not only are you mechuyev to burn the roshin which are left over, you mechuyev to take off the roshin which were put on the maroche. Because there's an issue of the reise to put them on. So since it doesn't say this, so we see the Rabbonon of the Mishneh also hold min ha-toyre of this drosh of Behem. Mid the Rabbonon of the Osri l'chadchile, ki the mash melishne the mas nisin, afilu kol vu kulam, chutz mei echad mem, yot yetze lebeis ha-sreifer. Hey, since what is their chiddish? The chiddish is that you already makrib 23 heads. So this is a chiddush in the din tliya. The din tliya is only at rabbanon the kedin. So it's a chiddush that, but we were still machma mid rabbanon. But if they withhold minat teira that there's an iser, so there's no chiddush whatsoever. What's the chiluk if they were makta one head or 20 heads? There's no difference whatsoever. Minat teira it's also the dinay tliya doesn't work by dinay deraisa. So Weistachois, they also only hold it also mit Rabbonon, but they were machme mit Rabbonon yatsoy mechantli. And I feel what Tli have 20 years. Let's go further. So now we understand what the machloikis of Rav and Rav Yochanan is. Rav holds Bali Chaim Nidochim. He learns this out from a mum oiver. I'm sorry, Rav holds Bali Chaim Einam Nidochim. He learns this out from a mum oiver. just like a mum oiver is, just like a mum oiver is, the behemoth doesn't become nitchel akrov al yodai, who had in any sibe sadichoi, is not matcha the behemoth. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that exeris akosov by mum oiver, says bohem, dafke mum oiver, the loch is like this, but iberal not. So Rav holds, you could use the first soil, hey, the balichaim einam nidochim, aber iboy, so the halacha should be iboy hainakrib. So good, so you have two seirim lashem. Let's say the one lazozel died, so you made a new hagrola, so you have new two seirim lashem. Why did Rav say, sheini shebezug rishon yikrav, sheini shebezug sheini yire? You have two seirim which are roi lashem, you can only use one. So why did Rav bedavke say you should use the first one? You could use the first, you could use the second one also. And for the Gemara, Omar Rove, Rav Sovolo, so this interessantes fas emes, so Semes wants to say something, Luli Dibri the Gemara, he wants to say Rambam with that, he wants to say something very interesting. He wants to say that when they were, the Kohen Gadol was maskir the Shem 10 times during the Avodah Shem HaKippur. So he says, if the first Sawyer is Roy Lashem, it's the Nodin Dichui, so he was maskir ready, the Shem, Kiksova, he was maskir ready by the first Sawyer. And you can use the first Sawyer. So even though there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shem, to be maskil d'shem, she says, so on the second soil, why should he again be maskil d'shem? He has already, he makes hagrol already, and with hagrol yamavar, this one is l'shem and this one is l'zozo. But to be maskil d'shem a second time, why should you do it? I have a soil that's chozi l'hakrova, the first soil. Now it's maskil d'shem on the first soil. So he's tiny, so he asks Akash on the Gemara. The Gemara asks, according to Rav, why do you use the first soil? He says, you know why you use the first soil? Because the first soil, you there was a kriya, you kriya the Shem on the first soil. So you use the first soil. The second soil, he says, there's no, you don't have a heta to be masked the Shem on the second soil. So he wasn't masked the Shem on the second soil. So you clear which soil is better, the first or the second. So the first is better. That's what Sfas Emes wants to tiny, wants to pen, but the Rambam held like this, Pekitza. Let us go further. But the Gemara does not say this teretz. So let us see what the Gemara says. Rav Sovalo ki Rabbi Yosi, the Omar Mitzvah Berishin. Rav holds like Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi said if you had two in Yonim, which were chazi le mitzvah, so the mitzvah is to do the first that came about. Mitzvah berish. So the Gemara says, Hai Rabbi Yosi. Ineime Rabbi Yosi, the kupa is this nan, we learned in the Mishnah and Shkolem as follows. There were shalosh kupais, shalosh soin, shebehen termin as alishke. When they made trumas alishke, the lishke was full of money, that Klal Yisrael was menadev, for the Korbanis Tzibur, and they were teirim from this lishke. They were teirim with sholeish kupais. Each kupe had sholeish soim in it. The kos of aleim, and on the kupis it was written aleph beis gimel. So one knew this was the first kupe that they were teirim with. This is the second kupe. This is the third kupe. The tanya omer rabbi yosi loma kos of aleim aleph beis gimel. Why did they write tak aleph beis? Leida eize mehen nitro morishim. We should know which was the first trume lohovi heimen orishim. That means that this had a priority that we used, even though all three are trume salishka, but the first harome is the most choshev. So therefore we had to know which is the first. And therefore lohovi heimen orishim, this has a priority to be makrib kabonis first from the trume from this kupe. שהם מצווה בראשון. פרק דה גמורה, so ממילא סוסי, רב יויסי הולדס מצווה בראשון, and רב הולדס like רב יויסי, so ממילא, that's why it's מצווה בראשון. פרק דה גמורה, דול משעני הוסם דה בעידנה דה אסחזי כמייסה לא אסחזי בסחייס. כמו says, that ראשון is better than this ראשון. That Rishon over there, when they were Torim the Lishke, so the first Kupet, this was the first monies that was Roy for the Korbonis HaTzibur, so that has a Chshibes, Mitzvah Barishon. By us, let's say, you had the Soil Hashem, the Soil HaZozel. You were not as yet Mazer the Dam HaPol. So Basher Hushom, none of them were Chozi LaHakrov yet. You have to first be Mazer the Dam HaPol. Now, Lemaise, the Soil HaZozel died. You made a new Agrola. Now you have a new Soil HaShem, a second Soil HaShem and a Soil HaZozel. Now we're clearing which Soil HaShem to use. So, when do they become Chozi LaKrove? After the Azoyist, after the Hazoya of the Dam HaPol, now I have two Sirim which are Oymed to be Nikrab Lashem. Before, the first Soy was also not Chozi, because it's before the Hazoya is Dam HaPol. So where do you see in such a case is also the Mitzvah Berishin? Do Mashani Yosun did the Ischazi Kamaise, La Ischazi Basraise, when the first was around and was Chozi. The second wasn't around. That's called Mitzvah Berishin. But over here, when the first becomes Chozi, then there's a second one also. The first becomes Chozi LaKrove after the Zoya is Dam HaPol, then you have a second one also. Elo Rabbi Yosi de Pesach. The Sanya, we learned Hamafrish Pisroi. Ba'ovad ve'hifrish echo tachto. A person was Mafrish Akobin Pesach. Ba'ovad. Was Mafrish HaKorban Pesach before Chatzos. Ve'ovad. And he got lost. No, got lost. He needs a Korban Pesach today. Ve'hifrish Acher Tachto. So it's Mafrish a second Korban Pesach. Ve'acharkach Nimtza HaRishon. And both were found before Chatzos. Now it became Chatzos. So Kozman, it's not Chatzos. None of them are Chozi LaKov. When now it became Chatzos, so now both are Chozi LaKov. Is there a din rishon on the first one, even though b'shas afroshes harishon there wasn't chazi lakrove? Vereishneim oimdim eizem em sheyirtze yikrav divrei chachamim. So the chachamim say you can be makav whichever you want. Rabbi Yosi oima mitzvah berishon. There's a mitzvah berishon, even though b'shas you were mafresh the rishon there wasn't chazi lakrove. And when it became chazi lakrove, there was a second one around also. Afal pikein is mitzvah berishon. So here's mamish the same thing. Even though the soil Lashem wasn't Chozi LaKrove b'shas afroshi, you needed the hazoyes tamapol. Afal pikein, it still has achshivas of rishon. The Gemara says mimhoya sheini muvcha mimenu. But if the second one is muvcha than the first, yivienu. Then you bring from the second one. He says muvcha is more kosher than rishon. Let us see Rashi. By the kupeis, when the first one became chazi, the second wasn't chazi. Aval hayla ischazi kame, had ischazi basre. Here, the first soy became chazi lakrova only after it was the second one. Shafo pishe higrololov, ein roili shochei. You can't check that la'acha matan dama po, ubesoich kach meis chaveiroi. Vayviushnaim, so they brought another two seirim, vigrilu aleim, ashigiyaz man shchitas asoyer, kvar zeho achenoyim. But now we're up to shechting the soil, we have a second one around. El Rab Yosi de Pesach, tohoch lo ischazoi kama, ad ischazoi basra. Here also, the first didn't become chozi lakrova till yet a second one. Sherei ainz man shchitas Pesach, alacha chatzois. Vekoidem lachem, here speaking about the before chatzois over rishon. When it became Chatzos, you have two tloyim which are chazi lakrov of lochi. Come Rab Yosi, mitzvah berishim. Zok Taisvis. Ve'idach nafkelei mi bom bohem. So the Gemara brings down the drosh of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan darshens three droshes. Bahashta zech taisvis, ika shloisha droshes. There are three droshes. Ha'ovar mumam yerotzu. Mum bum is kozman, the mum is there, it's lo yerotzu. Ha'ovar mumam yerotzu. That's drosha number one. Ve'idach ha kol dechuyim hoyel benitchu yitchu. Rabbi Yochanan's drosha, that after by mum there's no din dichu, but kol dechuyim hoyel benitchu yitchu. Ve'idach ha yedei teru v'smirtzu. The third drosha by him, that after by enyin allowed to be marked, yedei teru v'shal allowed to be marked. This is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, the loy maisi hosam beperik adaruve is the roshe de Rabbi Yochanan. This agon, the side is wrong, zuk the reshash. Why didn't the Gemara bring Rabbi Yochanan's the roshe and perik taruves? Bishom de boy lesuye el hanach shtei droshes. Why does the Gemara want to go into the mother, does the one get into involved in the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza? And Rav. El hanach shtei droshes, that's a lo Rav maide bohu. Oh, the mashmahosom, the drosha, the Rabbi Lozo, may hey the behem. If we're going according to Rav, we don't have to darshan from the hey. The whole drosha of the hey is according to Rabbi Yochanan. And lochish bezed loy nochas gemor le dagdik. Bezed the gemor didn't want to get involved in the droshas. Ve'im hoyo sheini mubcha mimenu yevienu. So this halacha, it says by a Korban Pesach, Rabbi Yossi said, if you have two tloim, you don't know which one to be makir for the Korban Pesach, preferably you should be makir the first, but if the second one is a mufcho, then you makir the second one. Zuktoisviz, ubat masnisen nami neimahochi. So, could be in our Mishnah, it's also the same thing. That's what Rab said in the Mishnah, later we'll see the Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah to Rab. That you use the first one, you use the first soil Hashem. So it could be, because he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that's speaking about if the two Seirim are equal. But if one is Mufcha, could be, you use Taka the Mufcha. Inami Shema Loishayech Ho Milse, then he says, could be the whole mile of Mufcha, Elo, the Rishash's Girse is Elo ben Necholim. Only by a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah tira Korban Pesach, so there's a priority of a mufcha. You have two tloim, one is a gesunte tloim, a lot of meat, the other one is not that way, so mitzvah min a mufcha, rishenein, rishenein, listen, this is a mufcha, so you go and you boich the mufcha. Oy benasim bazores, so the Rishash is always speaking about maybe kolbanis oilis, that you makriv in the azore, so you'll see, so you'll be makriv on the mizbeach as a gesunta ivorim, it's also an inyan, a kovet shemayim, to minamupcha, so that's doiche mitzvah berish. Avo besoyer hamishtaleach u besoyer hapnimi, Hanisrav chutz l'sholeish machnis, but here, if the whole ceremony is done chutz m'sholeish machnis, amir dekechidish, that means no one's around, no one sees, you're burning it chutz m'sholeish machnis, afilim o'yisheni mubcha mimena mitzvah berishin. Mitzvah b'mubcha is one of the two, either it's being nechol or it's in the azore. In the azore, there's a psakvoit shamayim that it's shalkaponim. Seems mufchar is only at nire leinayim it's mufchar. So in Meile, that's tafke if it's in Dazore. So we see there's a psakovit shemayim, it should be, choshev eivorim. But if it's being nisraf, chutz l'sholesh machnes, then rishin overweighs mufchar.